At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we are here.
So how are you doing?
Boy, let me tell you something. I went through it these past couple of days. You know about the one occurrence, but I'm gonna tie that in with what happened next. So okay, guys. So as you can tell from the title, we're pretty much just gonna be talking about this movie, right? And I was in the theater watching this movie. And if you guys don't know, in a certain town called Houston, apparently a storm just raged right on through. And when I say rage, it came in with a burning inferno. It was knocking like everybody out. So unfortunately, while I was in the midst of watching the movie, the power cut off in the theater.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Mid movie. Yeah. Yeah, just let that sink in for a second. I'm in the theater just chilling, watching the movie, and then bam, darkness.
Which theater did you go to?
I went to the mall.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yes, the entire mall went dead. And then, so like all five of us who were in the theater watching this movie, we're all just like, what? What? So, of course, one person, he went out and found the manager and was like, hey, as soon as like we get power back on, we're going to show the movie and going to get it backed up. And so I just waited there in the dark, just like, and that's when I texted you. I was thinking like, oh, nah, they probably not going to get the power back. I'm going to have to see this later. We may have to delay the episode because I probably can't see it by the time. I probably would have to bootleg it, use my Amazon, my jailbroken Fire Stick to watch it. Oh, this is about to go terrible. But then they got it back on 30 minutes later. And then, of course, and they started like a little bit before where they cut it off. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I get to re-listen to that certain song again. and then I get home. Power out in the whole neighborhood.
Dog.
I'm like, bro, what is this storm?
Damn, I thought North Houston was, they had the grid, man.
No. No, we did not. We were screwed.
Dave, that sucks. I did not know it cut in the theater. I just thought it cut when you were at home. I'm sorry you had to go through this.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through it those past couple of days. And just FYI, I didn't get my electricity back till like midday yesterday. So like midday yesterday from when we're recording. So,
jeez.
So I had no power in the middle of the night. All right.
Dang, I know it was hot too.
Yes, it was hot. I couldn't do anything about it. Fortunately, I had a bunch of spotlights everywhere. So I at least could see in the dark. So yeah, that's how I'm doing.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I hate weather.
Yeah, it's hurricane season, so just get ready. Well, here we go. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech and Meech present
Blurred City Podcast.
Yo, so as you've seen from the title, we are going to do the recap of Transformers: The Rise of the Beast. Again, this is our June movie month. So last week we did Across the Spider-Verse, one of the greatest movies ever made. This week, Transformers. Next week is The Flash. And then the week after, we're just chilling, doing the Blackening. We're going to wild out. So with that, we are both in our optimist bag right now. So the optimist Meeches are here. And so, yeah, let's hit us with that League of Spiegel. I feel so sorry for you, man.
All right. The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies. And our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion's advised.
So both of us are on some type of time today, and I think once we review this movie, we're just going to go off the rails. We hope you rock with us. Like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. We really just want the Blurred City community, town, Blurred Nation to continue growing. So with that, we always get into just like what's going on in pop culture, nerddom. So we're going to get into what's hot.
All right. Now that I'm back from recapping my unholy life, let's go ahead and talk about let's start off with the anime scene, because that one's real quick. Everything's still popping off as normal, you know. One Piece still going crazy, Demon Slayer going fire, just pure excellence. We still have Vinland Saga. I have no enemies except for weather. Weather is my only enemy. And then, of course, you had that Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 trailer that dropped, and I finally got a chance to see. I'm just like, just give me more, just give me more. And yeah, now let's just move on. Comics, right? Of course, you have your summer symbiote still going strong. And then soon will be the funeral issue of the death of Captain Marvel. I mean, of Miss Marvel. My fault. I wish it was Captain Marvel, but fortunately not. But yeah, of course, Summer Symbiotes still got the Spawnverse going crazy. Vanish is about to come. The end of this current arc coming soon. Finally got my new issue of Killadelphia. Issue 30, landmark issue. I'm gonna just show him, but you know who that is.
Damn.
That's yes. Tough. He is now in the comic. It's a crossover. But they are on a hiatus till October. You know, fortunately to get the to write some heat. And then we got some more hits on the way, such as the Schlub and whatever's going on with Project 8 for KLC Press. So that's it for that. And now let's go to what we're really here about, gang. The games.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about it. All right. First things first, Spider-Man 2. We finally get to see what Venom looks like. And I already have the that poster as my wallpaper. Yeah. it happened immediately. I couldn't have done it like any faster than I did when I saw. I was like, saw HD res, download, set as wallpaper, boom. All right. And then at the same time, they did tease the fact that it's not Eddie Brock who's Venom.
I think we both know who it is though.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, there's like three occurring theories as to who it is, and I'm leaning towards one in particular because it just makes the most sense.
I'm not gonna say the name, but if you finish the first game of Spider-Man and you see like the end cutscene, and then if you play the trailer and hear what like Demon Time Peter is like yelling about, you kind of know who it is about.
Exactly. So we got that going on. And then what's going on after that, right? We have ourselves the Mortal Kombat 1 trailer / gameplay. Ooh. Let's talk about it, fam.
Oh, Raiden, Jesus.
You mean human Raiden?
My goodness.
My boy kind of going it, but it's always a good time for for Mortal Kombat stands like myself, for me particularly, it's awesome to be able to see my boy Scorpion and Sub-Zero being actual brothers. And from the look of it, it's actually Bi-Han, so the original Sub-Zero.
Not... We'll also talk about Scorpion later.
Look. I already know where you're going with this, but yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also from the gameplay, it looks like they're taking heavy inspiration from Injustice. So it looks like it's trying to combine the two best fighting game franchises outside of Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 4. To the GOAT. So I'm like, okay, I see the vision. I see the tag team X-rays.
Ooh,
heavens.
That was heat.
I'm like, oh no, you trying to, I mean, I know this is a game about killing folk, but we jump in too? We jump in too? Nah, come, just bring it out to people how you feel about that.
I mean, just like the animation of it, where it looks like so much more like human-like, they just like the improvements in technology. I'm telling you, man, Raiden is like one of my favorite characters. The way his fatality, if that is a fatality, is insane. Just like seeing Liu Kang kind of take the wheel and like where everybody else is kind of where they left off in MK11. But knowing that they like reset the timeline, it's just going to be sick, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. In fact, I had seen this this TikTok, right, where it's like, all right, all these people when the game drops, and it's of that scene.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And it's of that scene when like Shang Tsung is running roughshod on all of the on those robots, and it's playing Bank Account by 21 Savage. It's at the part where the robot's trying to hit Shang Tsung. He's like, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. I'm like, yes, that's going to be me.
That's wild.
With Scorpion and with a certain Viltrumite.
Ooh.
And a certain man-child. still want the smoke forever. But yes, I just had to give the praises to that. And then moving on. We saw like a little bit of a teaser for actually Silent Hill. And I got super hyped about that. It looks like it could be multiplayer or something in the vein of like Until Dawn and all of them. And I'm really excited about that. But those are the main things I wanted to talk about. What you got?
I mean, you hit basically everything. The gaming was the main one. So just with that, next week, The Flash, shout out to one of our listeners who's already seen it because they got the Kinect. So they texted us this one to shout them out with that. So let's get into the pre-spoiler chat. Anything we need to talk about regarding this?
Well, the main thing is that when it comes to this, this is a sequel to the Bumblebee movie, which, in case you guys don't know, is actually a reboot of the Transformers franchise. So it's not like connected to the Bayformers at all. So like you don't really need to see like any of the Michael Bay Transformers films. So like no Transformers, no like Revenge of the Fallen, no like Dark of the Moon, no Age of Extinction, no
Last Night.
So you don't really need to see any of those five. You just need to see like Bumblebee and then this, and you're good to go.
And it is kind of a retelling of the Beast Wars storyline that was in the 90s, I believe. So with that, I know the director said, like, I didn't know it was like a pure reboot. I thought it was a requel. But he said, like, he didn't want to completely undo everything from the original Transformers movies, even though, like, it's a completely different timeline. So it doesn't, like, it can't step on its toes because both of them are, like, set in the 90s.
Yeah, and also it's like, There is no conceivable way they both take play in the same timeline because, I mean, spoiler alert, Optimus Prime is on Earth when he just gets to Earth in the first movie.
That's fair.
So unless like he somehow gets back to Cybertron in between the end and then comes back. At that moment, you're just like, bro, nah.
Okay, that makes sense. You ready to get into it?
Oh, yes, we're ready.
All right, Blurred City, it's time to roll out. All right, so jumping into it, we see that Unicron.
Are we doing this already?
Unicron sends his herald, the Silver Surfer, Scourge.
Golly! Oh, timing already, bruh!
I'm kidding. I like this movie, people. So Unicron's then Scourge out to get the Time Warp Key. Is that what it's called? Because I'm just about to call it the key. So the Time Warp Key, which allows him to travel through multiple dimensions, which is literally Galactus and Silver Surfer. But never mind. So they go to like the Maximals home planet. One of the Maximals gets, pieced up. Scourge in this movie is like creating t-shirts, posters, and running pockets left and right.
And he even got a sleeve for all of the trophies, which I'm like, bro, ain't no way you own that time and you got to pack up my monk. He packed up Robo Harambe. All right. He packed up Robo Harambe. Robo Harambe didn't deserve any of that.
He sent him all the way to the gulag.
He sent him where real Harambe is right now.
So with that, Robo Harambe, I know he is like an optimal something or another, but Optimal Prime is then heralded as leader of the Maximals. They get sent on a spaceship, end up going to Earth, and just kind of moving forward to there. That's like thousands and thousands of years ago. So we get to modern day and we see our boy Noah. So he's like down bad. Can't really get a job. We find out that his brother has sickle cell, which was like really disheartening. And I got to tell you, like, this movie had a lot of heart in it. Maybe not Bumblebee Loves Heart, but this like movie was like had a lot of heart. It was like more adult than the first five of them, I would say. So just like with that, Noah, like, he's trying to get a job also. But again, in real life, there are ops greater than Unicron. Whereas it's like the dude is like, hey, you know, he's unreliable. And the dude was like, hey, we don't want people like you. So that was like, oh, I'm ready to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. When that part happened, I'm like, it was like, you people. I'm like, wait, what you mean, you people? What you mean by that? Hold up. Do I have to square up for my for my Latino brother?
Yes, Mano, call us in.
All right. Hey. We allies. We brothers. All right.
So we also see a failure in the American healthcare system where it's like he takes his brother to the hospital. On your face right now. Takes his brother to the hospital. They are behind on the bills. So like they can't. They're like, yeah, we can't help you. And it's like you take him to the ER. But if you go to the ER, you're always going to be like behind whoever is most important. So like they're not going to help him because he's not like deathly sick. So with that, he's just like, yo, I'm down on my luck. He turns to Toby, who is actually a Houston based rapper. I don't remember what his name is in the movie, but he is really funny for it. And then we. Not time skip, but jump to a different scene. We see Elena, our girl, another Dominique Fishback. And then she's an intern at this kind of museum. We find out that she's like super smart, knows about all just like the intel, where things are, where it was based from, if it's like a fake or counterfeit, and then investigates the statue that seems very suspicious. But for us, we've seen this symbol before. So you can kind of just like take it.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of crazy that that you would have the. It's kind of a trope that's happening in a lot of movies, and I'm kind of sick to have the smart black person who's more qualified for the job being stuck as the intern being the whipping boy or the whipping girl of this of the white leader who has no care in the world about this topic.
There's another trope 10 minutes later that I want to talk about.
Yes. I'm gonna let you cook on that. I'm gonna let you cook on that. But yeah. So Elena, she sees the statue. She running her experiments on it, and then the statue ends up crumbling, revealing the trans warp key. And because of that, it ends up causing an energy port. Well, like an energy surge, a light beam to the sky, like you see in Avengers and everything else. And you just see all the Autobots. They're just like, yo, word? You see our boy Prime. He's like, this is it. All Autobots, converge on me. Converge on me. But at the time that this was happening, Noah and then our boy Toby, because I completely forgot his name too. It doesn't matter. Like they decide to go and commit robbery. And essentially like
reallocation of funds.
Oh, my fault.
Liberation.
The liberation fund. My bad. But so he went to, they're going to this undisclosed location to steal this rich guy's Porsche 911, which, yes, I noticed exactly which model of Porsche that was. So I'm like, okay, that's a 911. All right. I see you. And then of course you see that car gets the notification. And it leads to a high speed chase where the cops is chasing after Noah. Noah is not driving the car at all. The car is driving itself, and it's doing all sorts of sundry Black Air Force activity to the cops. While at the same time, Toby decides to seize all the commotion that he's getting and just dips. I'm just like, man, you can't trust us for nothing.
Hey, you ever seen what's it called? Queen and Slim?
Yes. My God.
I was yelling in the theater, but we gonna keep moving.
Yeah, let's keep moving before we get on another tangent. All right, so essentially they all come together, and then we see like, okay, we got ourselves Optimus Prime, we got ourselves Bumblebee, who out here still being Bumblebee, still being the GOAT. We got ourselves RC.
Yes.
You know, our one of our favorite female Transformers. And then we got ourselves the Porsche 911 who transforms into Pete Davidson. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Mirage.
I did not know that was Pete Davidson until today as of recording.
Yeah. So, and then we got Pete Davidson trying to be hilarious. Mirage trying to be hilarious. No, trying to calm Noah down. You see that Noah. If you see Noah, he got heart because he got himself like a pipe, and he's like, nah, what is you? And then Mirage just go like, he pulls out the blicky on him. It's like, what you gonna do? And he's still standing his ground and like, respect. So essentially the main point is that like the Autobots, they're gathered together. They're like, hey, the Transwarp Key, that is a way to send us back.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To somewhere with rich energon, aka our home on Cybertron, and we can like leave. We can leave this place. And Optimus Prime, he acted mad different.
He 2099 in this movie.
Ooh, yeah. He fooled Miguel O'Hara in this movie. He has no patience, no care, no trust in anything human. He like, oh nah, these humans, they need to like, we can only care about ourselves. The humans, they selfish. And I'm like, hold on, Prime.
Was he not in Bumblebee?
Yes, he's in Bumblebee, but
I don't remember him acting.
Like, exactly. He was not acting this type of way in Bumblebee. I'm like, bro, what happened to you? Because he's starting to act less like Optimus Prime and more like Zamasu or like Optimus Black.
Oh man.
And of course, like Mirage is like, all right, it's taking place in a museum, that's where the coordinates are. But we as Transformers, we can't get inside and just break in and steal the key. Like that costs too much attention. No. And then Pete Davidson goes like, hey, we send my boy Noah. And they just end up coming to agreement, like, because of course Prime is not in on this plan at all. Because again, he's on his Zero Mortals plan. And Pete Davidson, he's like, hey, listen, Noah, I'll get us this key and we get us home, right? And once that happens, I can sell no, you can sell me. I'm like, hey, yo,
that's a good
you sell
plan.
Me, you get the money, and then I can dip. Like, hey, it's a win-win for all of us. They're like, all right, cool. So, they go with the plan.
So with this, the next trope, where I was kind of like, I didn't think about it until like it was occurring, but like, why are the two minorities both committing crimes in order to like, in order to move the plot forward? So one is already stealing a car, and then he's trying to like break into a museum. And then with Elena, she's basically using the card key of her boss, which she shouldn't be doing, to like study the thing. So I was just like, come on, man. But just like Shia LaBeouf didn't have to do this, you know, Mark Wahlberg didn't have to do this.
And also, don't forget, this is in New York in the 90s. So, yes. So you crime is everywhere. Not as bad as L.A., but it's New York. There's a reason all of Marvel takes place in New York.
So with that, just moving forward, they kind of run into each other. We find out that the Time Warp key has the Maximal symbol on it. The Terracons, is that what they're called?
Yes.
So they pull up, and it's like, again, Scourge is demon time in this movie. So really cool scene with just like Elena and Noah, not really bonding, but like bonding through trying to survive, and him helping her out with the different situations. And then once they get outside, the Terracons pieced up all the Autobots, and the Autobots had the numbers.
Yeah, so, that's terrible. Like it's a 4-on-3, and unfortunately it becomes a 3-on-3, but you'll get into that later. But the fact of the matter is that it basically becomes a 3-on-3 because of the fact that somebody is not pulling their weight.
So it's a reverse jumping that we saw. Optimus Prime is getting worked, which I was so surprised when Scourge was working him. And then we see that Bumblebee is then put completely on a t-shirt and killed, like absolutely killed. And it's funny, in the theater I was like, so like in the later movies, I know it's a later timeline, so I don't think anybody's gonna get killed in this movie. And then he immediately got killed, and I was just like, oh this is what we doing. So with that, Air Razor pulls up, which is the Hawk Bird Maximal, and just kind of like scares them off. But they get the key, and then they go to Unicron again. And he's like, oh, my lord, Unicron, I have the key. Master, it's time. And then Unicron decides to, yes, exactly, Darth Vader. And it's like, gives him an employee pep talk. He's like, you fool, this is only half the key. And I'm like, how am I supposed to know this? Give me more information. I can only work with the information that I have.
I didn't know what it looked like, Master.
Yeah, and like in the beginning when he was like, oh, you lost the Maximals, it's like, if you would have sent me to Earth earlier, they were already gone. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
we gotta talk about this incompetence in management.
Listen, you got yourself your bosses, which you got yourselves your hard-edged bosses, you got yourselves the helicopter bosses, and then you got the abusers, the ones who will do everything in their power to make sure you know that you stay in the dirt.
That you're an idiot sandwich.
Yes, that you're an idiot sandwich, and that is Unicron. All right. And Unicron's on timing. And also so is Prime, but we're not gonna get into that yet.
Yes. So after the pep talk and they lose the key, it's kind of like, oh, they're depressed, but they realize that Air Razor explained that there is a second part to the key, that they split it up. She doesn't know where it is, and she doesn't know where the rest of the Maximals are. Again, Elena being the smart one in this movie, she figures out that the symbols are from Peru. So with that, they all go on a journey to Peru. We have a really sweet moment before then where Noah, he goes back to his brother. I don't remember the brother's name, but with that, throughout the movie, like they talk on like these radios, and his brother calls him Sonic, and then he calls his brother Tails, which is really sweet. And then, yeah, they have a cool moment with Mirage. He pulls up, and then they just kind of like talking. He's like, yo, you better protect my brother. So once they get to Peru, we meet another auto. Well, first, they take this sketchy Autobot plane that was about to fall out of the sky.
Yeah, that was Stratosphere. That was a that was an old timer. Even Pete Davidson, he was like, I was like, I know we ain't going on. Bang on me. And then he just slams into the ground. It's like, oh no, I'm walking to Peru. Remember, he's in New York. He's willing to walk to Peru rather than ride in Stratosphere. That's crazy.
No, that was looking like one of the World War II planes. I ain't gonna lie.
It was a World War II bomber.
Jeez Louise. I mean, you can't get no upgrade, my friend.
Oh no, he was copping up engines.
Jeez. Yeah. So with that, they go to Peru. Again, there's like a parade going on. So then Noah and Elena, they kind of infiltrate through there to go through a church, and they find this hidden temple underground. And throughout this, Noah is kind of just like talking to Elena, where it's like, hey, if we find the second part of the key, we have to destroy it in order to protect our homes. And Elena's like, hey, they need that to go home. Like, maybe we don't necessarily have to do this. And then Optimus throughout the movie, you know, he's already lost Bumblebee, and he blames himself for the Autobots getting stuck on Earth. And he's like, yo, we need the second part of the key so we can go home. I really want to go home. And like the way they actually animated this, like this movie had the smoothest like transformations, I would say, and throughout the entire franchise. But you could like actually see how sad Optimus was in this movie from his face. And that's actually crazy for like a robot to do that. So with that, they find another code to kind of relocate the key. And with that, and then also the Terracons pull up again. Scourge, he infects our girl Air Razor. And then with that, when they escape the tunnel, because Maraud gives Noah this like kind of hand thing, similar to Age of Extinction, I would say, that Mark Wahlberg had, where he could manipulate, well, not manipulate, but like use Iron Man powers with the Transformers. Yeah.
He got himself a repulsor blaster.
Yes. So if you want to take over.
All right. So... yeah, so like once everything's just basically gone south in this heist mission, they end up going into the jungle where they run into the rest of the Maximals. We got Optimus Primal, we got ourselves Cheetor, we got ourselves Rhinox, and then of course our girl Air Razor, who's slowly losing her mind.
That symbiote is taking over.
It ain't even a symbiote no more. I'm mad about that, all right? Because she was actually goated. And she also, like, could shoot fire from her mouth. She was an MVP in this movie. I'm not even going to hold you.
Yes.
But yeah, and of course, like, they all just, like, converge together. They end up in this village where they're just talking. And essentially, like, we learn that, hey, the Maximals, they're from both the Autobots' past and future. So essentially, like... so, like, Optimus Primal was named after Optimus Prime. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a case of, hey, don't meet your mentors. Because he sees Prime as, like, he tells Air Razor, like, this is not what I expected. Like, what happened to the greatest leader?
Mm-hmm.
And then Air Razor's like, hey, this man lost, like, a lot. And we just lost Bumblebee.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there's a chance like we could revive him with the Energon that was stored on Earth. But the problem with that is that the Energon's so inert that it takes so much power to like activate it that it's not even found on Earth. So Bumblebee's dead. All right.
Yeah.
He gone. He RIP. Put on a t-shirt, put in a pack. And of course, like, and then like Primal decides to. The Primes get to have a talk, mm-hmm. have a little discussion, just like, hey, listen, because Primey's like, hold on, you've been working with humans this entire time?
Yep.
Nah. Like he was literally going in his freezer bag. I'm it's like, you working with these monkeys? Hey, no! but Optimus, he's like, listen, we all just striving. We're all just trying to fight. We're all just trying to.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To do everything together, and hey, it's till all are one, we are a collective unit, all right? Mm-hmm. So we just need to band together, because that's the only way both of our species can survive. And you can start seeing like the gears start turning in Optimus's head, which is actually kind of funny, because you could but yeah, so like once that happens, of course like Noah and Elena, they find the second transwarp key, but then the corruption takes over Air Razor, and it takes Elena. So unfortunately, like, they got both keys, and then, like, the Maximals, they had to fight Airazor, and probably one of the saddest thing moments possible. She's just like,
that was, like, sad,
because, like, Scourge is taking over her mind. Of course, Prime is Optimus. He's trying to kill Scourge, like, and he talking like Peter Parker in the Spider-Man 2 trailer. but Primal, he's just like holding her. He's like, look, you gotta get take control. You gotta get it. She's like, no, you know, by any means necessary, you know what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And then he kills her. He kills Airazor. And I'm just like,
Also, like, right before that, so we see that Noah, he when they get the key, the second part of the key, he's about to shoot the key and destroy it. And then Optimus pulls up and he's like, please, no, don't do it, please. I just really want to go home, please. Like, if you destroy it, we can't go home. So Noah doesn't destroy it. And that's when, like, Elena gets taken and everything. And yeah, when Optimus Prime killed Airazor, that was just like, my theater is kind of just like down at that point, because it was like, Airazor was cool. And you could, like, see, like, again, the way they animated it, somehow, like, their facial expressions on Primal, where he's just like, this is my friend. And it's like, we've been separated for so long, and then we've already lost too much. So for him to, like, have to kill her is, like, really just heartbreaking. So just, like, moving forward, they're, like, kind of down on their luck. Scourge, he apparently terraforms the Earth to, like, open, like, the gate in order for Unicron to come.
You mean the Castle of Sauron?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's exactly what happens. So then we find out that the two, like, symbols that Elena found, they go together, and they're like a passcode key to, like, shut down the time warp gate and everything to come through. So they have to get to the bridge. But, like, Scourge is protecting it, and the rest of the Terracons are. So they devise this plan. The humans, they sneak in through the, like, only a tunnel they can fit in. The rest of them distract. And then we get into, like, the big fight scene. And when Optimus Primal said, Maximals maximize, and they all transformed, I was like, no.
It's Robo War, baby.
And yeah, they was cutting up, man. I mean, it was just a lot. Like, there's no way we can cover the entire fight scene, but a lot happened. And just, like, they got really close. And then our boy Mirage, he was like, yo, I'm gonna distract Scourge. And Scourge, then he found Noah. So he pulls him out. And then Scourge proceeded to put Mirage on another t-shirt, just handing them out.
Yeah, he's handing L's. But speaking of L's, we didn't talk about what happened to that one Terracon.
Yes.
Cause that was kind of rough. Cause, okay, so he was fighting Optimus Prime. And then Optimus Primal just come in, like, bang, bang. They were like, fight back, fight back, fight back.
We jumping now.
Like, we jumping him, and he's on the ground. Optimus Prime is about to kill him, and then Optimus Primal comes out of nowhere and just slams his head. And then Prime just looks at him, is like, bro, he was mine.
I know. I love
him. And then Prime just looks at him just like, a win's a win. Let's get it.
A dub is a dub.
Dub is a dub. A win's a win. But unfortunately, yeah, as you mentioned, Mirage decided to take it upon himself to fight Scourge on his own. Which, I mean, he put Bumblebee on a t-shirt.
Yeah,
you had no chance, my guy.
He did decently. Decently,
he did okay, but it wasn't.
And he got the t-shirt. He protected Noah, and it turns out that, like, Mirage was in communication with Noah's little brother the entire time. So, like, when he was protecting him, that was, like, a really, I was almost about to cry in the theater because of the way they shot that screen. And then, like, it was just, like, hopeless. Like, there, because, like, Unicron was, like, basically coming through the portal, like the first Avengers movie when everything was coming through. Like, there's nothing they could do. But yeah, his brother gives him the big speech. This is the only part of the movie where it's just like, where essentially Mirage breaks himself. I don't know how to describe it. He breaks himself down to turn Noah into into Iron Man, essentially. And
I was about to call him a Spartan. That's what that armor looked like. It looked like a Spartan armor. I'm not even gonna hold you.
What's that game called? Crisis 3? Crisis, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's what the those like smaller Terracons look like those demons from Crisis 3. But yeah, he gave him the armor. Noah, he like obviously he can't beat Skeletor 101, but then Optimus pulls up and that fight scene went stupid.
Oh no, but we're forgetting about the best part because of the fact that that portal was opening. It released all of the energon. It created enough energy. And then you see Stratosphere just coming over the battlefield. Mm-hmm. And then he opens up. Then you see our boy with the wings.
Yes,
diving head first into combat. Bumblebee is back from the dead. And he came with hands.
Hands, feet. Whoever the other Terracon was, he ripped her wings off midair. He was going crazy.
Yes, and that soundtrack was fire when he was coming down too.
Yes.
It was like bang, 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 bang. I'm like, oh nah, come here. Oh, you want to jump me in the air? Nah, run your pockets.
That's the reason I'm called Bumblebee.
Trying to attack Prime, Noah, and Bumblebee in the sky. It was not working. He was getting jumped.
Yes.
And from there, right, essentially like getting close to the end of the movie, like Prime. He does Scourge so dirty. He peels his muffin cap back. He slams him into lava like he trying to be Anakin Skywalker. And then he just straight up kills this man.
Scorpion style.
Just fatality.
He literally rips his head off and the rest of his spine falls. I was like, oh, that's what we doing. I'm telling you, Optimus was on a different level this movie.
It was a different breed, but unfortunately, because of that, like the console breaks before Elena could put in the code correct fully. And of course, that means that the gate is staying open. I was about to say Ultron. Wrong AI. Before Unicron could pop through. So Prime, he's just like, all right, this is all on me. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay back and destroy the key. And in essence, it'll cause like a chain reaction, which will blow everything up, including me. So he does precisely that. He blows up the key, thereby stranding every Transformer there. But as he basically resigns himself to his fate and he's about to die, Noah coming in clutch and just saves Optimus Prime with his exosuit. It's like, listen, we got to do this, man. We got to like come in. And he trying to pull Optimus back because he's holding him by the axe.
Yes.
But then Optimus's hand starts slipping and right as he slips, Primal comes in and
saves him. Like, nah,
till all are one, remember?
Yes.
Be all in this. Oh wait, hold on.
So with that, why we say till all are one, it's because right when Optimus was talking to Noah, this is before they like went to go like stop the key and Unicron coming, he tells him that when I was on Cybertron, we were fighting against, you know, essentially the Decepticons, and I was fighting for to all become one, and then for you, you're fighting for your home in the same situation, Noah, but we should have been fighting together the entire time till all are one. And that was like, when it ties into that part that you mentioned, it was super cool. So essentially they win, everyone kind of goes in their own different directions. Elena, she gets a 60 minutes interview for like finding the tomb and gets credits. So she gets that glow up. Then Noah, this is one of the wildest parts of the movie. My theater went crazy. So Noah gets an interview for a job. And essentially it's like, Noah, he's like trying to explain his resume and it's like not going well. And he's like, yo, I went to South America, yada, yada, yada. And the dude is like, yeah, Peru is crazy this time of year. And it was like, wait a minute, I never said Peru. And it was like, yeah, we've been watching you. So it's like, hey, we want to offer you a job offer. To kind of help us, we're at war, we need you and your friends to help us if you can. And he's like, no, I can't do that. He's like, smart answer, I don't know what you're talking about. So but he also says like, yo, your brother, all his medical bills paid for, best care, best doctors. I was like, yes, let's go. And then he gives him a card and then he turns the card over and it says G.I. Joe. Whoa, fam. Like, literally, people in my family.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They were like shouting and standing up. That was wild. G.I. Joe in the Transformers universe is now canon. Wow.
Beginning of the Hasbroverse, my guy. Beginning of the Hasbroverse.
That was wild. Like, and then essentially the movie ends and then he fixes Marauds later. So yeah, end of movie. But yeah, G.I. Joe? Damn. Yes. That's insane. Like, I don't even know. Like, apparently, like, in the comics, there's like in some comics, there's like a basis for it, and there has been like crossover before, but that was wild.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was definitely something I was not expecting whatsoever. It wasn't hinted towards. It was just like one of those beep, we're here. Get ready for some action, my guy. And we're going to talk about it later, but that just opens up a doorway. It opens up a portal to something else.
Yeah. So anything else you really want to talk about from this? Because I have something that's going to go on a tangent before we get to awards.
Oh, man. All I got to say, like, hey, that was like a really great movie. And just pretty much a lot of, again, as you mentioned, like just a lot of heart in there, especially like. When it comes to Noah, like, this is probably one of the few times I actually, like, really cared about, like, the human characters.
Yes.
In
yes.
a while. Like, okay, first movie, same week, okay. I actually cared about them, mostly because of Megan Fox, but that was about it. But don't worry, I got over it. And then by Transformers 2, 3, like, I started losing. And by like Transformers 4, I was already out of it. All I cared about were the Transformers.
Yes.
Or specifically Prime and Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And Megatron. Yeah. They were the only ones I cared about. I didn't care about anybody else. But yeah, it was just really great. So wait, what'd you have? You said
before we get there, one thing that's interesting that you mentioned that this is like a pure reboot. That means Megatron is lurking somewhere.
Oh yeah.
We haven't seen new Megatron yet.
Nope, we haven't seen new Megatron. I mean, we have seen Soundwave. I'm like, and we've seen Starscream.
Yes.
We have not seen our boy Mega. And I'm just here like, all I know is they better adopt that man right. They better make him pure demon.
Not whatever they were trying to do in last night or Age of Excitement when it was like the Transformium and he, like it took over his mind and something like that.
The fourth one,
Age yeah. of Excitement. So basically with that, but yeah, with the heart, just that it was like a very mature movie because I know like the Michael Bay ones, like they very like, especially like past one just got very like childish humor, which there's a time and place for it, but it was just like every movie was like that. But yeah, this was mature. Now for what I was going to get, what you got?
Oh, I was just gonna like ask, like, hey, this actually would be like a great like question. It's like, who's your favorite Transformer?
I mean, it was easily Optimus Prime until like the first movie, and then like Bumblebee popped up, and it was just like, dang, Bumblebee is so cool. But like, those are one and two in whatever order. I really liked. It was a Decepticon that turned into a Transformer, and he flies, but I don't remember the name of him.
Starscream?
No, it's like he's like a super big one. If I look it up real quick. Jetfire.
That's an Autobot.
He started as a Decepticon though?
No.
Did he not? Because like in one of the TV series, he was like purely a Decepticon, and then it's like the newer ones.
Really?
Always, he's almost in some continuities, he's a former Decepticon. It depends on the continuity.
Okay, okay,
But yeah, Jetfire is one, but yeah. How about you?
Well, of course, Prime and Bumblebee, they got to be there, right? But my favorite of all time, ever since I first saw him in the OG cartoon, Grimlock.
Ooh, I love Grimlock.
Grimlock is Grimlock. Nice. Grimlock is him. me, Grimlock, is him. Especially in that game, Transformers Fall of Cybertron, when you got to play as that fool, and he going dummy, and Tank. Then he turns into that T-Rex. Oh, no. Nope. He my favorite.
Like, yes.
He became my favorite in the original cartoon because he was hilarious. Fall of Cybertron made him my favorite because he was the most awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Nice. So with this, it's time for one of the biggest fights we've had on the pod before. Aliens are real. And we got to talk about this because did you see that video of like the cops where they saw the alien like UFO fall to the ground?
No, I did not.
Well, it's circulating and it was out there since May. So like just like the Transformers, they've been, you know, staying and hiding in plain sight. And let's talk about also these orcas, who are apparently from Avatar, the Wind. There is an elite task force of orcas somewhere in the Pacific Ocean taking out yachts. Yachts! Do you know how hard it is to take out a yacht? Aliens are real.
Easy, actually.
I mean, a squad of orcas that have, like, one of those orcas definitely got isekai'd and came here. So I was like, yeah, it's up for humanity.
See, I was going to let it slide until you brought up the orcas. Like, because no. Just no. Orcas are not alien. All right?
You don't think they're maximal orcas?
No. No, I do not. If they were, survivors would have been talking about it already. And they just mentioned regular orcas, so no. And also, it's in their character. But what you said about aliens, which is fitting considering I'm wearing one right now, but we're not talking about that today. All right.
It's an alien movie. What are we talking about?
We are not discussing the capacity that certain aliens, certain Transformers are on this planet, because if they were, we would have detected it by now.
Would we? Humans are idiots.
Wait, what do you think I meant by we? Me?
That's
we bad. Would have detected it by now. And but as far as the rest of the world, they ain't ready for, we are not ready for alien combat and alien warfare. We are not. Well, humans are not.
We'll just stick to the people that created Across the Spider-Verse because that was interdimensional, if I've ever seen anything.
Yes, and also...
Exactly.
Also us.
All right, so we are going transition out of our alien talk into awards now. So now we're getting to the Transformers Rise of the Beast awards. So we both have a lot of awards to get to. So we ask that you hold your applause until the end. For the first award, we have The Spotlight is Yours. So this goes to a character that's usually not the main character that absolutely steals the show. For me, I have to give it to Mirage. He absolutely, once he like got on screen, stole the show. Theater was rolling every time he talked, but he also like really hit the emotional parts very well. I did not know it was Pete Davidson until this morning of this recording. And the fact that I was about to cry because of a robot Pete Davidson about to die is absolutely incredible voice acting and work. So Mirage, come get this award.
Good work, Pete Davidson. Good work. So for me, my first award is Music for the Soul. And for this soundtrack, there were just a bunch of soundtracks in here that just made me feel some type of way. Seeing our boy Notorious B.I.G. on the track, I saw Poetic Justice on there. I think I heard I Need a Hero in there at least one time or another. And then the song that played when Bumblebee was diving headfirst out of Stratosphere. It was crazy. So this movie definitely gets some music for your soul. Hit me right in the 90s feel.
Nice. For the next award, we have the Drop the Weights Award, the Rock Lee Drop the Weights, if you will. So this is for a character that all of a sudden just like unsuspectingly powers up to a level that we have not seen before when we thought they were kind of out of it. This has to go to Bumblebee because he dropped the shackles of death And he said energy, or should I say energon, cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed, if you will. So with that, he pops up out of death and just absolutely wrecks shop, essentially helps save the day, turns the tide of the war that they were going on. So Bumblebee, please come get this award.
All right. And going from a hype one to a much more sadder one, we have the Please Don't Go Award. It goes to none other than Airazor. Because Airazor, she was heat. She was amazing. She gave like many great like quotes and life lessons, and by any means necessary, she gave her life for the cause. So the fact she got infected was really heartbreaking, and I really wanted Scourge to just go get what he rightfully deserved, which was getting packed up. So please don't go, Airazor. We needed you.
All right. And then speaking of getting packed up, the next one is the Going Super Saiyan Award. This has to go to Optimus Prime. What he did to Scourge was just absolutely bananas. Like, and throughout this entire movie, I hadn't seen Optimus Prime get work like this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Except in like Revenge of the Fallen, when he actually gets like killed, where he took a butt whooping, but he got jumped. In this one, he was getting 1v1. So just with this, what he did to Scourge, putting like taking his mask off, putting him in lava, like Meech said, pulling a full scorpion fatality. He went absolute Super Saiyan. So you have to get this award. Come up, Optimus Prime.
Yep. And don't forget in Revenge of the Fallen, he was getting jumped, but he still took a bunch out with him. So. I just let you know he's on demon time. But last one is a new award that I created on the spot. It's called Lovecraft Would Be Proud. Essentially, what this award goes to is to anybody who would, it does one of two things. Either a character who is really reminiscent of like Lovecraftian mythology, an eldritch abomination, or is supremely racist. And for this case, in this movie, we actually get both, unfortunately. So for the Eldritch Abomination goes to none other than Unicron. You get to get this award. But unfortunately, also, we have to give the racist award to the security guard from the beginning of the movie. When he said, "You people," that really triggered me in such a way that I was ready to fight. So. And the fact that Noah was ready to fight you too, that just lets you know that we were all on timing. So yeah, Lovecraft would be proud. Unicron and security guy, come get this award.
Actually, just get off the stage.
Actually, Noah, go back to your own timeline.
All right. So with that, we're going to get into the tiers of the movie. Can you read them off for us, Meech?
Yep. So for our F tier, we have none other than the Quintessons. And then for our D tier, we have the Predacons. And then after our D tier is our C tier. That's where the Terracon comes in. The B tier goes to the Decepticons. The A tier goes to the Dinobots. But the S of the S tier go to the Autobots. So what would you give this movie?
I will give it a B tier Decepticons. It was probably the second or third best Transformers movie, in my opinion. It was a really good, summer of blockbusters. I was entertained the entire movie. So with that, it just kind of hit where it needed to hit. Only thing that I semi had a problem with was the Noah, Deus Ex Machina part, but it was fine in context. So it made more sense than some of the Fast X movies. So let's keep it moving.
Yep. And for me, I'd also give it a Decepticon B tier. As you mentioned, it was a pretty good movie, pretty serviceable. Like, I would go watch it again. It's certainly, like, not the worst of the Transformers movies.
By a long shot.
But, it's definitely, like, up there. Like, up there is one of the better ones. So, hey, nice, solid for me.
All right. So now that we've wrapped up our movie review, we're going to get into our sponsor for the day.
For today's sponsor, we have ourselves the Cybertron Mechanics Institute. With this institute, you can come and join and learn all about Cybertronian technology as well as Cybertronian physiology. You'll be able to learn how to fix up and repair various Transformers, various Autobots, Decepticons, or even fellow outsiders such as Predacons or Terracons. And eventually, you may even learn how to create weapons dedicated to destroying them. Please come join the Cybertronian Mechanics Institute today.
All right, coming back. So with this, it's not going to be a deep dive, but for our next portion, we're just going to get into mecha talk. Us being two dudes that just really love mechas, on and off, we're going to get into like kind of childhood, why we end up liking them, and then just throw out a few scenarios before we kind of get into what we want to see next in the Transformers Hasbro franchises. So with this, Meech, why did you love seeing giant robots fight each other?
Because they were cool. The designs of the various mechas were just awesome. And then sometimes, like, I just really love the shows specifically because, like, certain franchises, like, they use, like, robots as kind of allegory for something. Like, for example, the Gundam franchises use it as a stand-in for war. Mm-hmm. Or like, Transformers, which is also war. And then you got your stuff like Super Sentai / Power Rangers, which is all about, like, you know, saving the world.
Selling toys.
Yeah, selling toys and being a superhero. But yeah, like, of course, as a child, like, seeing robots is just like, yo, that is awesome. I would love to be able to pilot one. And sure enough, I will one day. But yeah, like, as I said, I just love it because they're awesome and they just have amazing designs. Sometimes their abilities be wildly busted. And yeah.
Yeah, for me, just with that, I just love kaiju stuff. I'm still a huge Godzilla fan, was one growing up. With that, also just like the mechas, as you mentioned. So with that, when we kind of get into our like cartoon episode and like retro episode, we can get deeper. But being a huge Power Rangers fan, just growing up, seeing the Transformers, you always knew like at the end of the show, like after they defeated the villain in their normal forms, the villain always would like get bigger. It's like, oh, I'm going to destroy the shitty Power Rangers. And then they just hit that boom, 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 Megazord. And then the way it like came together was always so cool to me. And I just remember like as a kid being able to get like, I think I got the OG Megazord and that was so cool. So yeah, just seeing that. And then like even with Pacific Rim, that was like a dream for me, like seeing like giant machines that you can control fighting giant monsters. It's like that simple. And like for movies like that, you can, like you were mentioning with the Transformers franchise, I do not care about any secondary plot. Like I don't care about any of the humans. I don't care about like any of that. Just like, why are these giant things fighting? Please let them fight the entire movie. That's all I care about. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also just a little fun fact about your favorite Power Rangers. In the original Super Sentai, like for the first like 13 or so seasons, like they did not actually have a giant robot. Like the original ones, it wasn't until like the Spider-Man Japanese series where you get Leopardon, that giant robot. And seeing just the humongous success that had in Japan, or should I say Supaidamon. sorry, had to be phonetic there. And then that's when like the mechas actually got introduced in Super Sentai and thus Power Rangers and just never left. So yeah, you can thank your Power Rangers Megazords to Spider-Man.
The GOAT. And then also, like you said, Gundam. I loved Gundam growing up. Just like, I also love like, you know, like the designs of like things when they get beat up and fighting, like in the first two, like Spider-Man movie, when like he like get his suit torn up and you're like, oh, this is like a real battle. The way the Gundams were, you could like buy some of them with like the battle damage and stuff like that. That was dope.
Yeah.
So with that, who wins a mecha battle royale? So we have the Evangelions, the Transformers, Megazords, Voltron, Jaegers, or Gundam, or etc.
Oh, dear heavens. Because, like, these answers all depend on which ones you pick.
So with Transformers, it has to be Optimus.
Okay. So it's like, who you gonna pick for, like, each gonna represent? Okay, so, like, let's say for Evangelion, we pick Shinji's, like, the Ava 1.
Yes.
Just base Ava 1. I'm just doing this based on their bases, because if we get to their max, it goes literally to one person and one person alone. For Transformers, as you mentioned, OG Optimus Prime. For the Megazords, just the OG G1 Dino Megazord.
Either that or the Dino Tommies.
Nah, OG Dino Megazord, because yep. That's the one you think of. Voltron, the OG Voltron. Jaegers, we give it to the main Jaeger. Forgot the name of it already. And then for Gundam. Yeah, for the Gundam, I just give it to the RX 71, aka the original. Just going based off those alone. Wait,
any other mechas we could throw in there? I mean, there's a lot, especially if we get into anime.
Look, as I said, like, that's getting you going opening Pandora's box on that one. Cause, like,
that's true.
You start, like, adding in stuff like Kiryu, aka that version of Mecha Godzilla that had all of that weaponry on it. Or actually, you know what? Let's add Mecha Godzilla in there too.
Oh, here we go.
All right, let's talk about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in terms of all of those, the first one out is the Jaeger.
Yes, we're in agreement.
It's like the first one out is that one.
It's too clunky.
Yes, it's too clunky and all that. It is not sustainable.
It's too clunky. You need two pilots to be perfectly in sync with each other. And even if they are, when they receive damage, it can throw them off. So, yeah.
Yep. And then, okay, so between Voltron and the Dino Megazord, I'm giving it to Voltron.
Ooh, really?
Yes, because of that, like, in the OGs, like, Voltron be doing stuff like sending folks into the sun. It'd be like going out into space doing all types of sundry nonsense that realistically you shouldn't be surviving. So, unfortunately, okay. Dino Megazord kind of gets taken out by that logic.
Okay. With Evangelion, the issue is you might not be able to control it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the Ava is kind of the wild card. Like, that one is, like it's powerful.
Yes. It is
very powerful.
Yes.
Under the right circumstances, because once somebody gets a certain either gets knocked out or gets, like, emotionally compromised, say goodbye to everybody else on this list. But if Shinji's in control, he nerfs it. He nerfs it just off the virtue of not wanting to be there. And then in between Optimus Prime and a Gundam, as much as I love.
How big are most Gundams?
You know, about the size of a...
like, Bumblebee size? Mirage size?
Actually, they lean kind of towards, like, Optimus sized.
Okay.
Either Optimus size or slightly shorter, depending on which unit. I think the RX-71, the OG, is, like, right at the OG Optimus Prime's height. Okay. So, they're comparable.
Oh, base form. See, I feel like the fact that Optimus is a living entity, he's able to function better, whereas with a Gundam, if anything goes wrong, there's a disconnect between the pilot and the one, like, in the actual, like, mecha.
Yep. So I'm sorry to say this, but fortunately, if it's Gundam or Optimus Prime, I'm giving it to Prime because of the fact, like, he's all there. So right now we have Mechagodzilla is also in the same category. He gets taken out too for the same reasons. So we have ourselves between the Evangelion, Voltron, and Prime.
But we just agreed that Evangelion is nerfed because of Shinji.
Yes.
In base form,
he nerfs it. So sorry, Shinji, it's getting taken out.
But if they take him out, would the Evangelion then go into the demon mode for him?
Oh, right. That's...
Let's just say he is... Dang it.
because if we go by that logic, then Mechagodzilla would come back too.
Okay. Wait. Okay. The thing with the Evangelion is there's a limit because of with the Jaeger. Power. Yes. Because they can be disconnected. So kind of like with the Jaeger, where you can there's a limit to what you can do with them.
Yep. All right. So Evas are out. You just got to run out their time, which I'm sure Prime can do. Yeah. And now it's between Prime and Voltron. Can Prime survive the sun?
I mean, he had to escape Cybertron. I think the thing with Prime and then with Voltron is that similar to the Megazord, if you can kind of disconnect, because you need all five as one locked in unit to go up against a Prime. So if anybody is off the rails, I think he can take them.
Yeah, I can see that argument. I can definitely see it. And also, another thing is the fact that when it comes to just powers and abilities, right? Mm-hmm. Voltron kind of got it, but just base form, they can outpower Optimus Prime, but can they but Prime has fought folks stronger than him before.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, can he outwit them and outwill them?
I think he can do both.
Especially with that matrix of leadership.
Yes. Especially with that outwill, yeah.
Yeah, that actually... Oh, dang, that's something I didn't consider. The matrix of leadership actually buffs him.
That's always base for him, too.
Yeah, Prime.
I think Prime got it. All right, so Prime gets our mecha, our first ever mecha battle royale win. All right. Ooh. All right, so which would you rather, pilot Gundam. Or be?
Gundam.
I have one thing to ask you, though, that I didn't consider until we started recording.
What?
And you were actually watching it this morning. Would you want to pilot Aragons?
Oh, do I want to pilot Leons? Actually, no, give me a Gundam. No. Because here's the thing, right? Because Gundams get out of pocket depending on which ones I want to go for, right? Mm-hmm. I have three. No. Five that I would pilot. There would be the Wing Zero, which with the angel wings.
Oh, my God.
Give me the Buster Cannon and RIP everything in the area. Give me the God Gundam, a.k.a. Burning Gundam for the U.S. crowd. Domonkashu, my hand burns with an exciting power. Burning Finger. Yep. Dang, I really went Japanese on that one. Okay, that's two. Number three would actually go to the Destiny Gundam, which I actually have a figure of. I just really like it and its design. Then there is the Unicorn, because the Unicorn just goes dummy for... no reason. If you get emotionally compromised in the Unicorn, it goes destroy mode.
It's over.
And it's wraps. And then finally, the 00 Quanta, which actually is kind of busted because of the fact it just messes with... it's starting to mess with reality at this point.
Okay.
So, actually, no, scratch that. Give me the 00 Quanta. Give me the powerful one.
Of course. All right. Yeah, I'm definitely taking a Gundam. All right, so what would you like to see next? I am terrified of what you're about to say.
All right, so as we see, we got ourselves a franchise. With that G.I. Joe tease, we got ourselves the Hasbro franchise. So, of course, me being me, I had to look back and see, all right. Who is crossover? Who's been in the Hasbro franchise before? Here's some options that you got. Marvel crossed over with Transformers before. In fact, one of the most famous things was seeing the black-suited Spider-Man swinging on Optimus Prime. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the most famous images that came out of that. So that's one. Number two, of course, you got yourself your G.I. Joe and whatnot. Of course, I want to see that. But you know who else got Hasbro? Who Hasbro got? The Power Rangers.
Nice.
Yeah. They currently have the Power Rangers, right? So, hey, listen, Hasbro, I'm going to need y'all to lock in. Just lock in with us. Transformers, Power Rangers. The story writes itself.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, like, the Megazords become actual living beings. Or you have, like, or you just have, like, the Rangers pilot each of the Autobots, and then they all combine. Nah, it's story
writes itself. That's too tough, man. That's too tough.
It writes itself. But then there are some wild cards that they got. And there's one in particular that I want to see happen. And he's laughing because he knows what it is. And he saw it. My Little Pony. Transformers and My Little Pony. I'm going to need the Decepticons to run the ponies' pockets. They need to get wrecked. Okay. All you bronies it's raps for y'all. Because the Decepticons are coming in. They will pop in for a cameo only to get destroyed.
Oh, man.
Pinkie Pie, it's over. Rainbow Dash getting taken out by Starscream. Forget what Death Battle said. It's going to Starscream. All right. I can't think of anybody else from Milo. All the bronies that are in the verse, they getting taken out. And then all you see is just Prime and all the other Autobots looking over their corpses like, what happened here? And then all you see is just Megatron go like, don't worry, we took care just of some small fries. And then they move on. That is my vision. That is the plan. Hasbro, lock in, brothers and sisters. Lock in. Lock into the vision.
I'm in tears right now. Man, we could literally pilot a Jaeger together because I was looking up like what's in the Hasbro franchise, and then I saw it and I was like, no. And then I saw you. It was like, yep. I knew you were going there.
You knew where I was going.
Oh man.
We're in sync on the same wavelength. Just didn't realize how deep I was gonna make it.
That neural handshake. I knew they were gonna get decimated somehow. I didn't know where else it was going.
No, oh, matter man. Of fact, get their planet eaten by Unicron. R.I.P. to Equestria.
Oh wow, you actually know a lot more than I give you credit for with the My Little Pony.
Listen,
lore.
Listen. What does a son? Lao Tzu say, to know thy enemy. To win the war, we must know thy enemy.
Oh my God.
You got to be locked in, brothers. You got to be locked in.
The Transformers are destroying.
What?
I just want to see that for you, but it's not happening. There's going to be traumatized generation of kids and bronies.
And you know what I got to say about that? Screw them kids.
Oh man, we gotta get Pete on the line. Ponies, the Maximals, all getting put on t-shirts. So
No. The Maximals they help. They assisted in the destruction.
Well, in this movie, they got put on t-shirts. So
yeah, R.I.P.
So
they were on the same planet.
Yeah,
canon.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Like I said, I want to see that for you. Only thing I want to see is how they introduce Megatron and if they're smart about how they introduce the G.I. Joes with that. I don't want it to be like something that's forced. So going from there, we get into a segment we haven't done in a while, the Freak Out Geek Out segment. So this is a segment that we also want to be a fan segment one day where you can just like send us in either tweets, DMs on Instagram, email us, and just kind of like a moment in fandom where you think it's you just really want to freak out, geek out about it and share it with the people. So what I have to share is about Ted Lasso season 3 finale. Oh, did you see it? So we have to get into it. So with Ted Lasso, it may or may not completely be over, but we have to talk about the progression of it. So like season 1, it kind of really was like it came during the pandemic. Very just difficult time for a lot of people at that time. So like with it was like, okay, there's a lot of darkness, just shine a light, be that light that you want to see, and like a lot of goodness and joy, and like it really like warmed hearts with that. So like in season 1 it perfectly worked. In season 2 it also acknowledged just because you're shining a light doesn't mean the darkness isn't there. So like a lot of the characters, they had to confront the darkness within them. And it took a different turn with that. So there is different things that they were kind of like taking on at the time. And then in season three, where it was just so beautiful, was the evolution of growth and moving forward is a continuous process. Like, it's not stopping. And like, just because, like you mentioned, Meech, in the Bitterroot episode, there's hatred in us, there's darkness in us. That doesn't mean we let it control us, and it's okay to have it. You just can't let it, you know, guide your actions. And just like how it approached those moments and really moved forward in season three of Ted Lasso, absolutely beautiful. And just like the endings that most of the characters got were really good endings and like realistic as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say like that. It's like you bringing up Ted Lasso just stirred up just a bunch of emotions. I was like, oh my goodness, bro. Because I only watched it on a whim, and it was like a random episode too. And then I had to go back and rewatch the whole entire series because of just how impactful all the like lessons you get in there. But yeah, like that finale, right? When they put up that believe sign,
yes,
I was almost just bawling because of just how much it meant. And it's like, yes, we do believe in everything, believe again. And I really, really hope they come back for either a season four or just something else, because it was just phenomenal. Or if they ended it there, I would have been fine with it too.
I'm fine with it, yeah. Yeah, it was just like, because I was trying to keep up with it week to week when season three came out, but life just got way too busy. So like I kind of stopped for a while. And then I heard like the speech that he gave in like episode five when they like found out who took the sign down. And then I like watched all of season three like the past 2 weeks or so. And just like, yeah, it was like, it was so like emotionally like rewarding. And like it felt like within me, this like door of like emotion, like it wasn't completely open, but it was like budged continuously. And just like with that Jamie and Roy's like relationship, if you start from season one to season three, is absolutely insane. And just like the character growth and development was beautiful. I heard there could potentially be a spinoff with the women's team because of just like how they teased it at the end. But again, Get In and Get Out, like, you know, that was a great season ending, kind of just like Mob Psycho where it ended. And it's like, this is a great ending. And if you don't do any more else, yo, thank you for everyone that made the show. What you put into it is just like a lot. And so many people appreciate it. So thanks.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like that show is just pitch perfect. I don't know what else to add to it. It's like you hit every nail on the head on that.
It's a great show. So with that, we are going to wrap up and get into our recommendations for that.
All right. So for my recommendations, my main one is to watch the Transformers series, specifically Transformers Prime. I know that was perhaps like one of the more recent ones, but also apparently it's like one of the better Transformers series. And from the episodes I've seen, yes, they are. I actually do not know like what they are streaming on. You actually can find it on Netflix.
Okay, both of them. Okay, cool.
Okay, so yeah, so for my recommendation, I recommend Transformers Prime. It's a television series, and it's actually found on Netflix of all places, and it's a just fantastic series. Just if you are interested in just Transformers and you just want to see like a good series that's like gets dark at times, watch that one. I know there's like a bunch of other ones that are on like YouTube, like other Transformers, like mini series that are out on YouTube. I'm not too familiar with those, but hey, if you want to check those out, then knock yourself out. But yeah, what about you? What recommendation?
Another one that's on Netflix that I kind of, it was around the pandemic time as well, but it's a trilogy, but it's Transformers War for Cybertron. And it's kind of like anime style themed. With that, it's really good. It's like a prequel series, The Dying Days of Cybertron, and it just like takes it, and that's where I mentioned Jetfire earlier, because like in that he was a Decepticon, so it kind of transitioned from there. And Netflix, there's a get it off your chest coming. We don't know when it's going to be. Just know it's coming. So yeah, with that, watch the movies. Don't know where they are. You can find them, people. So with that, we can get into our plugs.
Yep. So of course, we got ourselves our Instagram and our Twitter at BlurredCity22. Like us, follow us, hit them bells for notifications. And then we have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon at Blurred City Pod. If you donate a little cheddar, you get your access to very exclusive episodes, like one we will be recording soon over a topic that I absolutely despise. I ain't gonna mention what it is till the next time we record for a regular episode, because my emotions are already high enough as is, and I don't need that extra blood pressure. And then we have ourselves our Discord, which is linked in our Instagram page. Come join us, fine community, where you can get access to funny memes and all different types of sundry shenanigans that you find on your normal Discord server. And then finally, we have our email address at blurredcity22@gmail.com. That's where you get your Geek Out Freak Out segments that you submit. Questions for mailbags, you submit them through there. If you have any topics or anything you want us to cover, hey, hit us up in the email. We'll definitely consider it, and we'll definitely like bring it up for the next episode. So yeah, go ahead and do that. And as for personal page, the Rogue Jedi 21 on TikTok. For however long we have TikTok, I know for our Michigan crowd, RIP. Currently, y'all about to your whole state going through a lawsuit about the ban. So,
Montana too.
Oh yeah, Montana's going that way too. So, it may be wraps for TikTok, but until then, you still got me, and that's all I got. What you have?
All right, for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_dash, so METRI_DASH, at my Twitter, at the mad-16. And again, we have the mailbag open for questions. So if you want to email us during the Flash for the Flash episode, and we can answer whether it's the Flash, Transformers, or Spider-Man, go ahead, feel free to do that. So we're going to get into some words of encouragement.
All right. So for my words of encouragement, I'm taking a cue out of Optimus Prime playbook. We have to remember that in our darkest hour, we must stand together or fall till all are one. Essentially, meaning that when dark times come, you must band together with other people. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. Remember, till all are one.
And for me, just don't be afraid to venture past what you know. Like in the movie, Elena and Noah both were like essentially never been out of New York before. They left where they were, ended up saving the world. So you don't know the kind of adventure, the type of opportunities that you'll get unless you expand past what you know. And so just be open to adventure till all are one. So like we always say, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See ya later.